It's fall, and that means it's time to burn stuff. A pile of leaves on a crisp Sunday morning, pictures of old boyfriends. Anywho, if you're like me and you love to craft, but also like to play with fire, but in a safe indoor way, now you can. Scorch Marker lets you nurture your inner pyro and do something constructive with it. Like, maybe you want to set up a website and sell hand-scorched cottage signs that say, "Beware of sea monsters." Or maybe you love cats and you want to create a custom plaque with a picture of Carlos the catatonic cat on it for your Aunt Janice to hang in her bathroom. You can do that. With Scorch Marker, you can turn arson into artistic. Start scorching today by going to www.scorchmarker.com. If you can draw it, you can burn it. Welcome back, everyone, to Wake Up with Jenny and Friends. I hope you had an amazing weekend and you're off to an amazing start of this week. So glad you joined us again this week. I have joining me today my friend Craig. How are you?
I am doing good, Jen. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
It's been a while. I get that. You know, I was born neglected and I'm used to it at this point. So it's all good. It's all good. I don't need to be loved or to feel loved. I'm good without it. So that's fine.
Okay, great. Fine. Well, it's awesome to see you again. And right off the bat, I have to say a couple of things before we get into this show. The odds are against us right now. We are in two different locations, as is most of the guests' appearances, but we are in different provinces from each other right now. That's number one. Number two, we both are running off Wi-Fi. That's number two. Yeah. Number three, Zoom. Reliable, unreliable, we don't know. It's a toss-up.
Anything can happen. But I thought, you know, what better place to start this than in a seedy hotel room, because it just makes me feel more comfortable.
Which is just your vibes, quite frankly. It's like your mothership.
It is. It's like, when you think of me, you think hourly motel. And that's perfect.
You think coupon. You think free breakfast.
You think discount. You think seniors menu. I get it.
Okay, so
the knife is stabbed hard.
come super close to the yes, we can see your gorgeous face and we can hear your insanely mind-numbingly beautiful voice. Yeah, there we go.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I like that. It's wrong, but I like that.
So there may be like some delays in the show. Yeah, sorry. So there may be a few little delays in this episode, and then we may cut each other off in this episode. So if that's not your thing, listeners, I can't help you with that. You're just going to have to grin and bear it, or stay tuned for next week and hope Craig's not on episode number, what is it, fucking 40 now we're on?
Something like that. Yeah, it feels like that. Like it really does take a toll on you. Each and every one that you do. It's pretty devastating, really.
Yeah, listening to me every week. Yeah, it's a grind. Yeah,
it is. It's hard.
Yeah. The other thing, we are on Tuesdays now, so we are posting every Tuesday now. Made the switch from Mondays to Tuesdays, so this is our second or third Tuesday we're posting on a Tuesday. So this is exciting news.
This is exciting. So why the switch? Why did we go from Monday over to Tuesday?
Absolutely no fucking rhyme or reason. I just
that is the type of randomness that I appreciate in this world.
Yeah, I was finding the rush to post on Monday a little bit overwhelming. And I just think like everybody posts on a Monday or a Friday, which is great. Mondays have been good to me. Not gonna lie, love Mondays. But I like to switch it up. you know, I was getting into like a little bit of a rut, and I was feeling like unmotivated. I was feeling like my creativity was like roadblocked. I needed a little refresh, you know?
No, I get that, right? Shake it up a little bit, switch things around, see what happens. Absolutely. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. 100%. I think you just got to try things. You never know. And I switched up some of the hashtags so that, you know, got some new followers, which is great. Deleted about 100 of them. got some new ones.
You got rid of 100 and you got some new ones. That's okay. It's okay. Yeah. I do the same thing all the time.
Yeah. It's, I think the bane of my existence used to be the porn star ones. Used to be the porn star ones.
Those are the ones I keep.
Those are keep. Hence the CD Motel.
Yes. The Tinder Palace, if you will.
The Tinder Palace.
I like when you wake up one morning and you get like 50 new followers and they're all user number, blah, blah, blah. And there's no videos and it's the same girl's picture in each and every one of them. It's like, this is great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a mind fuck. Cause you wake up and you see those new followers and you're like, fuck, oh my God, this is great. This is amazing. Like everything's paying off. I'm doing so well.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh. And then you open it up and you're like, God damn it, Amber. but I actually think I have a little bit of an affinity for the porn ones now. And I've now moved my hatred to the Bitcoin fake accounts.
Oh.
Those are fuckers.
I get those guys on Instagram more than anything.
Yeah.
And they're always like, hey, buddy, do you want to learn a quick way to do this, that, or the other thing? And I had a good conversation with a guy. I think his name was Thomas. And I kind of stole the conversation from him. Hmm. Thomas was his name.
Where was Thomas from, perhaps? Was it?
Let me see. Tom Webster was his name.
Oh, Tom Webster. I love how they all have very English, shall we say, Caucasian names, and they are anything but Caucasian.
Yeah, exactly right. Like he, for some reason, I don't know why, he quit talking to me. I thought we were having a good chat. I thought
Oh, I thought you made a friend.
And he started off really well. He was like, hello, sorry for the random approach.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. I'm just trying to connect an open-minded and ambitious individuals when it comes to working a second income stream. Do you keep your options open? I was like, hey, do you want me to sell women's underwear on the eBay under the name Jasmine Cherry?
Ooh.
And kind of derailed from there. He says, no, how are you doing? And said it'd be better if this thong wasn't cutting me in half. And we kept going for a little while, even showed him some
quite
images of the thongs.
The converse going on.
Eventually, he didn't want to be any part of my side hustle. Yeah, and then he quit. He just didn't get a chance to get a word in edgewise, but that's all right.
Well, it seems like Thomas wasn't very open-minded.
I will always
Yeah.
No, exactly. Right? He wasn't. He wanted to sell me something, but I couldn't sell him something first. It was horrible.
Exactly.
Horrible. What kind of an attitude is that, right?
Exactly. That's definitely not, you can't run a business like that. You just can't. Yeah.
You can't. No. But I love it. Like you're always, I think I've been approached by people that wanted me to join the Illuminati. They want.
Ooh, that sounds like a good deal. There's perks there.
Well, I would think so, right?
Yeah.
But after, you know, 15 minutes of back and forth, they tend not to talk to me anymore. And it hurts a little because I'm having so much fun with it. But they just keep coming back as a person. And I've actually had a really disturbing one is when someone you actually do follow has a fake account that comes and talks to you. And you're like, what?
That what is the worst. About? When they get MacGyvered and you're like... Is this an actual investment that they're wanting me to like believe in, or what's happening here?
Yeah, it's absolutely strange because the one guy that approached me was a guy I was working with at the time, and he's across the table from me. And I'm like, what are you talking about, my guy? That's not me. So we played with him for a little bit, and then he disappeared and completely ran away. But I guess he didn't appreciate it when I sent him a picture back together.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Why don't you just talk to me now? You're across the table from me, bud.
Have you sent any pictures of your toes yet to anyone? There's the feet.
Just to you.
Oh,
strictly to you.
Just honey.
Welcome. I would love to do that. I mean, people are just so devious these days. You never know. You never know. So you got to be really careful on the social media sites. You just never know what's going to happen.
Exactly. Speaking of feet, the other thing I wanted to mention was your hilarious video that you did for the winnings of the t-shirt and the few little things that I sent you as well too in the mail. I watched that thing probably about 20 times.
Yeah. You know what my favorite part is, and very few people, there's always a lot of very subtle things in my videos that very few people ever catch on to. It was the fact that you had that foot picture had six toes on it.
And yes.
Nobody ever paid any attention to that. They missed it completely. I'm just like, that was the best part for me. I don't know why, but I love that stuff.
That was hilarious. It was hilarious. Six toe
foot. No, that was awesome. You sent me an awesome package, made my day.
Aw. Well, I'm glad. And the Widowmaker t-shirt, is that not a nice t-shirt?
It is an awesome t-shirt.
Yeah.
It is an awesome t-shirt. It's in my laundry pile. I was wearing it yesterday.
They are the best. How long did it take you to do that video? Because it was quite the compilation.
Maybe 15 minutes.
Really? So you invested a good bit of time in me, like more than most men.
Yeah, it's been like, it definitely lasted longer than probably 80% of your first dates. Like, it probably went past the coffee stage, but not very much past that, right? Definitely not up to the poutine.
Not so much coffee, more like a short espresso.
Oh, just shots. Yeah,
okay, just one shot. Shot and I'm out of here. Yeah, yeah.
I'm good to go. Turn around. You don't even need to know.
I've heard that before. Oh God. So what's going on with you? It's been a while. You've been working like a dog. I know you took a little bit of time off, took some vacay.
Yeah, I was off for about 3 months this year. Yes, waiting to go to work. And now I'm back out at work here for, this is month number 4 in a row.
Yeah.
Out in Stettler, the heart of Alberta, apparently, based on your signs when you come in, even though if this was the heart, right? So you better have a defibrillator close by because this town's dying pretty quick.
You know who's out in Alberta? The big AB is my buddy Nick from Evil Empire. You two should connect and have a brewski or something.
Come on out to Stettler and, you know, just embrace if depression was a town, and he would just absolutely love it. There's a Walmart, there's a Fast Gas that doesn't sell anything you could want, which is horrible, right? You go in there for, it doesn't matter what you want, pick any item that you would think would be in a convenience store, they don't have it. They just don't. It's like, I want dill pickle chips, no dill pickle chips.
Best.
All the shelves are empty, everything. It's just like, are you getting stuff in anytime soon? Friday. Oh, okay. This has been 4 months of Friday. I don't know what you're talking about. It's like, yeah, okay.
It's very, very mysterious.
What's going on, or what they need to buy, or
what? Very, very mysterious. You know what else is mysterious? I keep getting ink on my hands from somewhere. Has this ever happened to you? This, like, out of nowhere, you keep like seeing something, and it's driving me nuts because I don't want to touch my clothes or anything and I don't know where it's coming from. And every time I turn around, like, I don't know what I've touched that has like ink on it, but something around the vicinity of my backpack, my bag, or my closet has ink on it. And I keep doing it and I don't know where it's coming. It's driving me nuts.
Now, I know inflation is hitting everybody really hard, but by chance, do you have a printing press going on in your spare room? Or, I mean, I'm just spitballing here.
So are you dating now? Are you back to dating?
Me? I've come to the conclusion I'm absolutely unlovable. And I took a long, hard thought about it. I'm tolerable for about like 15, 20 minute periods at a time. After that, I'm pretty annoying. So I don't think I found anyone that I don't like enough to put through that type of format.
Huh. After the 20 minutes, you're annoyed or they're annoyed?
No, I'm completely, they're annoyed with me.
They're annoyed with you.
I understand that. I don't want to change.
Yeah. I want people to hear you, and I'm like, feel like you're so far away. Try to like move closer, speak up. Yeah. Get in there. Yeah.
A little closer to you.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Muscle in there. Hello. Okay. Yeah. Ooh. Hats backwards. Getting serious now.
How's that for you?
Yeah. So back to these like little, has that ever happened to you? You get these random things and you're like out of the blue and it's like, it starts driving you nuts and you're thinking, where the fuck is this coming from?
Usually when it comes to like that, it's usually a broken pen or somewhere that I have in my pocket, or like I've ruined, I don't know how many pairs of jeans, because I have this tendency of throwing pens in my back pocket and then I sit down and I end up breaking them and then they start leaking and then it's all over everything. But I don't know what you're doing. I don't know. This is curious.
It's like one
this
of those,
is very curious.
It's like one of those fairy things. Like that used to happen to me with pens with my scrubs when I was in scrubs a lot. I get the pen thing, but it's like one of those fairy things. Like, you know, when you put something down and then all of a sudden you can't find it. And they say like the folklore is that like the little fairies move it. They move it around your house. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me just open my book of fairy folklore and I'll see
what's going on with that. You've never heard that?
Never heard that before. Okay. I have a tendency of dropping stuff. And I'm one of those people that, you know, I can put stuff in the garage in a certain spot. And
sorry, did you say the garage?
The garage. Oh, sorry.
Holy fuck.
I have
fuck.
To say it like garage.
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 The garage, Winston.
Garage. It's always been a garage to me. I don't know why.
Garage. Holy fuck.
You know what? If I say it enough, it's my own word, and I'm going to keep it.
And do you say by accident or on accident?
Accidentally is what I say.
Oh, wow. All right. Switch it up.
I did it on accident. Oh, no. I would say by.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Accident. So you redeemed yourself there. I pet peeve when people say, oh, I did it on accident.
How did you on accident? No, it's by. It's an action. It's the verb is not. You don't do it on an accident.
Yeah,
it is an accident. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
Nutter butters, bananas. What number coffee are you on today? You are a big coffee connoisseur.
Oh, I am on coffee number 4 today.
Oh, that's not bad. You're usually like six in. Yeah.
Six in by now, but it's like, yeah, it was a milder day. It was a milder day, so I didn't need the excruciating high revving caffeine in my blood at this point. But number 4 here will probably be pretty good.
And you're drinking the old Mickey D's. Which is
only the Mickey D. The only time I had to do it, I did have to switch it up once and go to Tim Hortons. Oh, because the lineup was just too long. Like when I leave here, it's at 5:30 in the morning, and there was a lineup at McDonald's, and I'm just like, I can't waste more than 10 minutes. I have to get in and out.
Yeah.
So over to Tim Hortons, and that was an absolutely horrible, horrible day with a horrible cup of coffee. To start it wasn't even just the standard Tim Hortons. It was like, I don't know, double ran through maybe. Like it was flavorless and it was just like light brown beer colored water with sugar in it. It was just, oh.
Horrible. Did I send you some Widowmaker coffee?
No, I haven't had any Widowmaker yet.
What? I didn't send you a bag of coffee?
No, you dressed me up in Widowmaker, but you didn't.
Well, I'm just clearly I'm not the friend I thought I was.
You're a horrible drug dealer. And if you're going to get me hooked.
Well, I got to send you some Widowmaker coffee. It literally is one of the best coffees I've ever had in my life. It's a whole bean coffee though. Do you have a grinder there? I mean,
like yap, you mean? No.
I mean, this isn't the kind of whole bean that you put between your cheeks and like shake around. This is, you need an actual grinder.
An actual grinder? I will go out and get a grinder. If that's what I need, I will go and get one.
Yeah. Sure. And then you'll need like a percolator or like a one of those Chemex
Now you're making it complicated.
Well, you gotta brew the coffee. It's once you it's a whole bean, then you gotta change its physical state from a whole bean to a fine grind or a coarse grind, whatever you prefer. And then you gotta brew it.
Okay, I'll do the French press. How's that?
The French press is where it's at, my friend. $10 and you're golden. Yeah.
Yep, I'll do it. I'll make it happen. Mm-hmm. I'll even video it for you. Me making coffee.
Yeah. Well, you heard it here. It's on video, on recording. Shout out to Widowmaker Supply. I'll be sending you a bag of coffee.
Awesome.
I love the art in the back. You got
going. They're like tiger lilies or something. I think they're like those funeral flowers, and I just, it's kind of sad.
Do you get to take those with you when you leave?
I would love to. Yeah. I would love to. Then I'm just probably going to roll up the sheets to make it look like a body.
Yes, great idea.
But this place is so brutal. It looks really nice, but it's not. It's just.
It looks nice on camera.
It's got like big paintings. Yeah, it's like big paintings to distract you from the fact that the air conditioner is half fallen out the wall and that my door, I couldn't even get in after work today because the little key thumb, I thought the keys, you know, they lose their magnet, never don't work.
Yeah.
Nope, it's just decided to quit working altogether. So now I have to go to the front office to get them to come and unlock my door every time I want to leave. It's just like, I don't like this place anymore.
And TV's then got that three channels. I'm living the dream. Bathroom tap.
I'm living the dream.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Coming back in the small child handprint that appears after a shower. I don't understand what's going on. The screaming in the middle of the night. I'm kidding. Well, it was Friday night last night, so there was people in the parking lot having like a tailgate party. I'm just like, this is killing.
Oh my gosh, that's ridiculous.
But we'll see how tonight goes. Maybe I'll get some.
Yeah.
There's not many options for hotel town. They're all booked up.
Very true, especially in a dead town. Yeah. How's the weather out there?
It's been brutally hot. Today was like the nicest day ever. I think we got to 22 degrees. Sunny. But still had that nice little chill of an early fall in the air. Oh, yeah, absolutely loved it.
I have such a hard-on for this fall. I can't tell you. I love summer. I'm a summer girl. But if I had to pick one season to have all year round, if fall would be it. Fall is my jam. It's still sunny. It's got a nice, crisp, fresh breeze. You can still kind of get away with sandals on some days, but then you know it's sweater weather.
If you wear socks with your sandals, you can wear them any day, and it's fine all year round. Just so you know.
That's true.
I gotta agree with you. Like summer here was hot this year. Like it was ridiculous. I don't remember in living in Alberta my entire life. I mean, 36 degrees a few days, and I'm like, this is insane. Of course, I don't have air conditioning in my truck because I don't want to pay to fix it. So, yeah, this summer was absolute torture for me. It was like I gotta go drive somewhere just to cool off. But this fall's been great. I'll
beautiful.
Take it.
Beautiful.
So yeah. It's like this for 4 weeks. I love it.
And are you gonna do any
colors? Like, are just starting to...
Yeah, colors are changing. Yeah, sorry, there's a delay. I keep cutting you off. I'm sorry. are you gonna do any fishing or hunting or anything while you're out there?
Well, hunting season is pretty much started for bow out here, but not for guns yet. I will be as soon as I get some days off, which will be probably mid-October, I think.
Mm.
Or maybe I'll sneak up these nights after work and see if I can find something too.
Yeah, and you got to take some more pictures. Your photography is phenomenal. I haven't seen you. Have you posted lately? I haven't seen it come up on my feed. For any...
No, I haven't. Yeah. I haven't really taken a lot of pictures this summer at all for some reason. I guess for me, it's like I keep going to the places I've seen 1,000 times, so I just forget to.
Yeah.
Kind of deal. I don't think I really saw any overly new places this year. I went and visited the Burmese tree in southern Alberta, which is the funniest damn thing. Like it's for some reason they call it a national historic site, right? It's like it's a lone pine tree, and it's growing out of a rock. And the highway was coming through. The town had a big to do about have to go around and protect this special tree because it's over 700 years old. I mean, like, it's that special and important. But the saddest part about it is the tree is dead. The tree has been dead for over 40 years. But it's still standing because the local people, they built a big brace for it to hold the broken branch together. And then they have like wire tied around it and like little metal straps all bolted together. Like, it's like, what are you guys? Just let it. It's dead. It's been dead for 40 years. It's insane. It's just a dry piece of wood sitting on a rock at this
point. Oh, man.
I had to see it because it was just, this is magical. I mean, in Alberta, we care so much about the environment, we can't even let it go when it's dead.
Yeah. Some serious attachment issues there.
Oh, it is. It's like, you have to come see this tree. It's amazing. And it's like, what? This is ridiculous. My cousin is so crazy. I love it.
I want to go to a place
I did take some video when I was there. So.
Oh, sweet. I look forward to that. I want to go to this place called Screaming Heads. It's on this guy's property, and it's these stones or these sculptures that look like all like screaming faces all outdoors. It's kind of like a sculpted Stonehenge kind of vibe, but you can go and like take pictures there.
Oh, do it. That's got a Halloween kind of fall vibe to it. Yes.
Yeah. I want to go there and do a photo shoot there. So, it looks like looks boudoir? Really no boudoir no
that's hot boudoir in the fall. I like the way you think.
maybe a double meaning there. Screaming heads, I don't know.
perhaps.
Whoa. So what's the name of the game today? We're going to play a little game.
We're going to play a little game?
Mm-hmm.
Same one we always play, spin the bottle. Or
we're going to play a little this or that.
Little this or that.
Yeah, we were trying to come up with, I was just happy to talk to you again. I know I annoy you very much, so this is excruciatingly painful for you, and I appreciate you being
absolutely.
Here.
Yeah. You do not annoy me. I annoy myself. I'm left alone with my thoughts all day long, and it's pretty difficult. Very difficult on myself to deal with me. You have no idea.
So we were trying to think of what we could talk about today on the show, and came up with this little game. Just, you know, the regular shoot the shit stuff, you know, just catch up and see how you're doing. But we came up with this little game called This or That. It's a take on the card game called This or That. So, yeah, okay.
I like it.
So I have five, and you have five. But so I'll go first, and I'll do all five. And here we go. Here's number one. Number one. Would you rather this or that? Would you rather shave your nut sack with a rusty razor, or eat 3-day-old fish that's been sitting out in the sun? This?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I won't eat fish if it's fresh off a barbecue or out of the oven. I just do not like to eat fish at all. So I'm going to shave my balls with a rusty razor or lie in the morning. I'm going to go for it.
You're going to rusty that. Nuts it.
I'm going to rusty nuts it. That's how much I don't like fish. I will rusty. I will take my time.
You'll take your time.
I'm going to be caught. But yeah, to avoid the 3-day, I can't do the fish.
You're not worried about the Hep C at all? It's a chance you're willing to take. You already have that. Okay.
At this point, they're ornamental. So whatever.
Okay. Number two, spend the entire day with your brother-in-law's wife.
No, I'll take the other one.
Or, haven't heard it yet.
Better off. Another one.
Or, relive your most embarrassing moment every day for a year.
Oh, yeah, I'll go for the embarrassing moment.
Really?
No problem. Yeah.
Wow, but you do love her at the end of the day. You do like you love her, right? A bit? A smidgen? A scooch? Like one, like out of 10. Rated out of 10. Like 1 being hatred, 10 being love you.
0.5.
Okay.
I can tolerate her. I can tolerate her, but my embarrassing moments. I mean, I've had so many embarrassing moments that I'm kind of shameless at this point, so I really wouldn't even bother. I just go ahead and do it. But I'd be okay with it.
Don't you think that's a healthy part of life?
Spending a whole day with her.
It's a healthy part of life to be humbled and to be to laugh at yourself. Yeah.
Absolutely, right? Like people take way too many things way too serious. It's unbelievable. And they get all bent out of shape, butt hurt over absolutely nothing, right?
Yeah.
Ask yourself this. When you get all heated up and worked up in a moment, would this matter 2 months from now?
Exactly.
Probably. So.
Exactly.
Why are you giving it any? Let it go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't mind being humbled. I don't mind laughing at myself. I don't mind, you know, I regularly, hi, we don't yell in this house. Thanks very much. Quiet the fuck down. Thanks. Doggy interlude. How rude. I've had to. Okay. So here's the thing before we go on to number three, because number three is really good. As you know, I'm not a cook. I'm not a cooker. I'm not a cook. I am not a chef. Cooking is not my thing. It's been well announced on many of the shows. I only cook for the dogs. They've never had dog food in their whole life. Okay, so they've never had dog food at all their whole entire life. I've always cooked for them, made their meals from like fresh, scratched, whatever. From scratch, yeah. But the thing is, around about last week, there was an incident. I forgot the pot was on the stove, working away. I only realized because the sweet smell of aroma of an inferno touched my nostrils. I almost set the kitchen on fire. So, okay. Yeah. So we're not going to do that anymore. I can't even clean the pot. It's that I'm going to throw it out. It was pricey. What do you call it? What's pots and pans? Not cutlery. It's what do you call it? Not silverware. What do you call it?
Utensils.
No. What's the thing from pots and pans? Someone's screaming at me right now, listening to this. It's called. Blah, blah. Anyways, you know, you buy the stuff. Whatever.
Cookingware.
Cookware. Sure. I'm I can't even clean it. I cannot even, there's no way in hell that that stuff is coming off of the bottom of that pot. I just got to throw it out. I'm not going to stress myself about it. So I purchased dog food for them. They've eaten it. I don't think they're a fan of it. But such is life.
Is it the hard stuff or is it the soft stuff?
It's the hard kibble, but I moistened it with a little bit of water and chicken bouillon for them.
And they really didn't like that. That's usually a little bouillon. They go absolutely crazy for that.
Yeah. I think probably it was like the stark switch over. It wasn't a gradual, you know, it was years and years of homemade cooking, fresh.
And now they're getting dry, hard kibble.
Now they're on kibble.
Bag.
Yeah. Yeah. It's supposed to be a good one. It's an all natural, healthy. They're all the same, to be honest. I think they're all just. Sorry, guys. It's garbage for you guys from here on in. Sorry. Sorry about your luck. Mom can't cook.
I would sleep with one eye open if were you. Just as a warning.
So that's the
other. Might wake up thinking that you had Amber.
A little interlude on the.
You might wake up thinking you have Amber Heard in your house, but.
There's been some clapback. Yeah, there's been a little retaliation. Yeah, for sure. But we're dealing with it. Number three, this or that. Live in a hot climate with no air conditioning or a cold climate with no heat.
Hot all day.
Hot all day with no aircon. Wow.
I've been used to it. I've been climatized by my truck. I'm 36 degrees in a big greenhouse. But yeah, if you think about it, getting cold and no heat, I couldn't do that. It's hard to warm up when you're cold, but I can find a way to cool off. I can find a way. Are you trying to seduce me? Come close. I can definitely cool off, but I cannot warm up if I'm cold. I'm going to the hot place. The hot place. Weather better anyways.
I think as I get younger, I enjoy a good cold burst every now and then. Yeah. Okay. Number four. This or that. This, be responsible for a world war or get married again.
Well, I'll tell you what, don't worry about Putin. Cause I'll be slapping that buzz right now. As hard as I can. Yeah, I'll take credit for the world war before I'll do that again.
Yeah. It's a tough one, eh?
That was the hesitation.
Yeah.
But I'm not opposed to it. I guess technically I'd get married again if I found the right blue-haired woman.
Sure.
80s, early 90s.
Thousand close acres to death.
Prime hunting land. Yeah, that's her.
Fairly financially independent. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Then I'm good. That's my boo. That's my boo.
That's your boo. That's your boo right there. Oh gosh. As long as she can.
I will gladly spend a Saturday night in Cambridge at the drop-in center for a few years. Yeah, no problem.
We're good. Nice, nice. I love it. Number five, last one on my list. This or that. Would you rather eat 50 boiled eggs or drink 10 gallons of milk?
That's painful either way you go. 50 boiled eggs.
Yep.
Or the milk. 10 gallons of milk.
10 gallons of milk. Yeah. I mean, both are going to fuck you up.
I think the milk would be worse. I honestly think the milk would be more violent. I'm going to go with the eggs.
Eggs. Yeah, 50 eggs. The eggs are a double whammy because you're also, if you're around anyone, yeah. they're getting hit with that too.
That's them issue. The way I
yeah, that's their problem,
but
right?
If I go for the milk with my lactose intolerance, I think I think that would be the most painful experience of my life if I survived it. So I'm going with the. I got to go with the eggs.
Gotta go with the eggs. Okay.
Probably make them pickled eggs.
Oh man! Before we go on to your five, I just want to backtrack a little bit with your pronunciation of words, because you did a video not too long ago about Regina.
Regina.
Regina, Saskatchewan.
There is nothing better than trolling people in Saskatchewan.
People Regina were losing Rahina, their however shit. However you want to pronounce it.
I did a video that had a little scenery of Bow Lake, which is halfway between Banff and Jasper, and I said it was 35 minutes outside Saskatoon. Yeah. People lost their minds. And then I started calling it. They lost their minds. I said there was a bullet train in Saskatchewan, lost their minds. I said that their beloved Rough Riders originally came from Ontario. They lost their minds. I mean, there is nothing more joyful in my life at the moment than trolling people from Saskatchewan. It is amazing and I love it.
The number
every time of people, comments, angry people.
The number of people that were upset and left comments about it's not Regina, it's Regina. The number of people that had a fucking brain aneurysm over your pronunciation of Regina, I was fucking dying. Like people were outright like bewildered.
Well, they would have hit me if they had the chance. I guarantee you, there were some guarantee, people that were 100%. So mad. They tried to explain, like, it rhymes with fun, right? It's not Regina. It rhymes with fun, or it's a part of a lady's body, as they say. So I called it Reglitterous once, and Reglitterous. Like that one either.
Oh, fuck.
So it's some people think I just don't know. I guess. I've been there before lots. I mean, come on. I am Canadian. I realize that. But yeah, watching them lose their mind, I think this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my mind.
Oh, fuck.
And it's such a simple troll. Just, I don't know.
Hilarious.
It is
okay,
fun.
Well, I wanted to bring that up so people can watch that video. But that one was a good one. Okay, let's move on to year five. Here we go. Well, we got some daylight.
My five. Okay. This or that. Would you rather live in a world with no toilet paper or no soap?
Ooh. Shit. I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's exactly where it's going to be focused.
I'm going to say no toilet paper because I'm a clean girl. I'm a clean gal. I need soap. Yeah, I'll do three showers a day. Way, just like try me.
In 3.20, you've been.
Yeah.
We all went through 2020. We had the pandemic. We already know what it's like to have no toilet paper.
Exactly.
This or that. Would you rather eat old sushi or drink expired milk?
Hmm. Both are going to fuck me up. One, I'm a vegan. Two, I'm lactose retarded. So, the lesser of the two stomach pains. The old sushi's got the parasites in it with the fish. I'm gonna do the milk.
Yeah. You are brave.
Yeah.
You are brave. I can't do the milk. I hats off to you. You're a champ. I would have. You know what? I don't like the fish.
Yeah.
I'd eat the rice and throw the fish away. That's all.
Well, I didn't know that was an option.
Number three. Well, you can talk your way into it. I'm going to let you get away with it. Would you rather live your life 1 week as a nun or an exotic dancer?
I'm pretty much living the nun life right now. Have been for a while. So let's give the old pole a try, you know, just for shits and gigs.
I'm ready to dance. I'm ready to dance. I get it. No, that's fair. I'm doing that too.
I mean,
it's going to test your conscience. Are you ready for
it? Let these titties shine while they're still below my knees, you know, above my knees. Below is not good.
While they're still below my but above my ankles.
That's my new trick. I just kick them around on stage.
My titty and my back hurts, and I don't know.
Oh, the old nip kick. Yeah.
Number four, would you rather go to jail for a crime you didn't commit or someone else go to jail for a crime you committed?
Ooh. And this is hypothetical or like honest, like an honest answer.
Like, are you about to confess to put someone in jail for no reason whatsoever? Is this a thing?
Well, I'm probably going to weigh heavily on my faith and seeing as how, I mean, all you have to do is just say sorry and you're forgiven. I probably have someone else do the jail time for me because it's just, it's not a good look for me. Yeah, it's not a good look for me. I
don't know. I see you right now. You kind of look like you're in orange. Orange
is the new black. Is a hunter's orange?
I'm sorry.
Is a hunter's orange? I tend to drive without a seatbelt, so it's people need to see that I'm coming. You know that I need to.
Oh, that's
fair. Yeah. So.
Wow, you let someone run the penitentiary. That's amazing.
But you know what? Because of what my previous careers, I would probably finagle it to have them do the time, but then I'd quickly get them out. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah, I would be their in-house counsel. Yeah.
So you would basically have them go to jail for a crime you committed and then commit the crime of getting them out of prison at the same, and you would double.
Yeah, down. Yeah, that's how we'll do it. See, yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah, that'll work. No one will suspect a thing, see? Yeah, that's what we'll do.
And here's the toughest one you're gonna face today.
Okay, here we go.
Would you rather watch your parents having sex or have your parents watch you?
Oh, I'm sure they've done that. Let's go with that one.
Well, they've already done that before. I'm sure. You know what?
Oh, I'm sure.
You know what? My parents are big supporters of me. They were the first people to sign up to my OnlyFans. And yeah, it's not a big deal. We're down with that.
I'm shall I say a vocal lover. You know.
Oh.
You know, you get a little carried away when you're in your teens and not your teens, your child. Not your teens. I wasn't that young.
When you're in your, you know what? When you get home from elementary school, you tend to make a lot of noise.
Well, they're teaching 4-year-olds now about oral sex and all the pronouns and genders and like like 4 year, like yeah, I can't even get into that because I can't.
I just remember a world that we used to live in where we valued that children could have a childhood and didn't have to be bombarded with stuff that is way
absolutely beyond their fears. Absolutely. And two, I don't want somebody else teaching my child that.
No,
that's not, that goes beyond the realm of arithmetics and social science. Like,
yeah, it's I think it's unnecessary at the stage of the development. It's way unnecessary.
Yeah, I agree.
Let them have a childhood. Let them be an imaginary and play whatever games they want to play and not have to deal with stuff that adults themselves are having struggle and time to deal with, right?
Yeah. So
if they're young like that, that's just indoctrination.
Yeah. I think it's too much. It's crazy. You know, then you wind up with kids wanting to shit in a box like a cat, you know?
I remember when I was a kid and we had to go through like sex ed training and stuff, it was different.
Yeah.
Right? We partnered up, we went to the closet, and then if we had any questions, we would come out of the closet and talk to the teacher, right? Which was great. And that's how we learned about sex.
After you put the thing, right? the stick thing in the hole thing, and then you, yeah, you figured it out. Yeah. You figured it out on your own. And then you like, if you had questions,
right. And then you have to teach it. Yeah, as a teacher, right? It was easy. Now, I don't know if that works for everyone, because I didn't go to public school. I was homeschooled. But for me.
Oh, okay. So that's why you hate your sister. Okay.
No.
Holy fuck.
That would be absolutely.
Speaking of disasters. Speaking of disasters, Hurricane Fiona kicking up a fuss in the old Maritimes.
I hear about that, and I'm kind of got mixed messages about it, right? Because I've got this whole image of Shrek going on. She really wasn't that bad. She was a little icy, so I don't think it'll be too bad. But
she was feisty.
I don't know. I've never had to deal with a hurricane. We've had lots of tornadoes around here, but a hurricane? She's just going to get stuff wet. Take a few branches. I don't know. We'll see. I guess it should almost be over by now.
Yeah.
But I've seen a few videos of like cabins floating in the ocean and stuff like that.
Crazy. So, crazy.
Might be a little bit of damage.
You'll never be able to B&B that again.
Yeah, I don't think it.
Yeah.
No. Brutal.
Brutes.
No. I feel sorry for the people that stay at that Airbnb because it's their insurance that's going to pay for the new cabin.
Yeah. And no one, they're not going to clean that up when they leave, you know? I mean, say goodbye to your 5-star review, Charlie. Yeah.
There's your cabin. Yeah, great. Exactly. Forget it. Fine. Take away my 5-star review because I'll just make a new account. I think I've got like 4 or 5 Airbnb accounts just because I forgot what email. But it's all good.
You can't remember which floor you shit on, so you just make a new account. Yeah.
Just make another one.
Holy fuck. Crackers, it's so good to see you again.
Yes, this was fun, honey.
All the pomp and circumstance of the Zoom and Wi-Fi fucking with us the whole time.
I guarantee you it's this hotel itself. It's like you can't even, like you look at the, just looking at the roof, it looks like there's pee stains on the roof.
How do you aim? You can't aim downwards in the bowl. How do you aim up there and get it up there? It beats me. I don't know.
It's probably the second floor coming down. That's what I'm thinking.
Gross.
The place, I'll tell you that.
Oh, man.
Spectacular. I mean,
Brutal.
I'm gonna give it a five-star review. Glowing five-star review.
I appreciate you coming on the show. It was good to talk to you. Good to see you. Always a blast. Always fun. I enjoy your videos very much. I will get a bag of Widowmaker coffee to you.
Perfect.
Yes. Hopefully it gets there with the way the hotel is looking. Hopefully it gets to you. So.
If I smell different coffee brewing up front, then I'll know where it went.
Yeah, there's a thief in the building. Yeah. Tell everybody where they can find your stuff. Shout out all your socials, your address, social insurance number, phone number, all the pertinent Tinder yeah. address. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going to grab my Visa here.
Yeah.
Quick look and back there. You can find me on TikTok. CanadianBacon99. You can find me on Instagram, CanadianBacon999, something like that. Margaret Ethel on Facebook. That's only for going into mom's groups and messing with people. it's just my passive aggressive thing. That's a whole different thing. And I should actually start doing TikTok.
You should. Unreal. You should start a war on Facebook. and then post it on TikTok and have those Facebook people realize you're fucking with them when they go to watch your TikTok.
I'll do that. I did a video not too long ago with all these stupid invention things. There was like eyebrow extensions and finger sporks and all this other stuff, right? Just useless engines. I used to take those pictures and try to sell them on buy and sell for the longest time, and people would. I had one that had thousands of comments, and it was a lady from Rimby, Alberta that got it all started. And it was a picture of a little playpen. Mm-hmm. That had barbed wire around the top, and then you could put it into the wall, and it was like Play School's baby's penitentiary, right? And she lost her mind over that. And there were literally thousands of comments, and people were just so mad. It was child abuse to, you can't take a joke. It never ended. It just kept going and going. Literally thousands of comments. I'm like, you guys are so gullible. It's just a joke.
So gullible. Don't take it too seriously. So gullible. You should connect with Nobody Cares Anthony. That guy's hilarious. He does videos like that.
Oh, too. I should do that.
Yeah, you guys should connect and do a duet or something.
We'll go in and we'll tag team a mom's group and have some fun or a buy and sell or something. Mess with people.
Exactly. All right, sir.
Let out the passive aggressive rage.
Exactly. It's good to see you. Good to talk to you. Thanks for coming on the show. Lots of love to you.
Thanks for having me, Jen. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon. Love ya. Bye. No, wait. I have to close the show. I have a new thing now. Someone made a suggestion that I do a proper close, and it's been going well up until this point. I'm an idiot. Don't forget to like, comment, share, follow. And we love the feedback. So drop your comments or DM me about the show. Now we can say goodbye.
That was excellent. That was good. Don't forget to subscribe if you're not a subscriber. And we'll be here Tuesday after Tuesday after Tuesday.
That's right. Every Tuesday. Okay. Bye.